This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, happy Thursday. It's a good morning. It's a happy Thursday. It's all of those things.
Sia, anyone who's on my Twitter would know that my car got, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out because I don't think it got jammed. Because I went back, I checked it twice. Yes. I'm that person that checks all the doors. Yes. If they're all locked. But my laptop got stolen.
This happened
out of my
yesterday.
Car. Bon, 5:30. In the evening.
In the evening.
In the afternoon, yeah.
Okay.
On the way home. And so I'm that person feeling the January proper. Because on Sunday, I had like overnight a flat tire. I bought two brand new tires.
Oh, no.
Two brand new tires yesterday. $6,500 in.
Oh,
new
no,
laptop on the cards. So this morning, I'm properly like,
You are waiting for a reason to punch someone in the throat.
No.
Okay.
Nah, not that kind of girl. Ain't that kind of girl.
I'll punch someone in the throat for you.
Well, now they can't keep me down. I was thinking about it and I was just like, I think we need to have one of those features around, you know, like Sia said, because for some bloody reason, every time I come here, I have a...
You need to hold on to something.
No, I have a lyric to share with you guys. And every time.
Yeah.
It's not because of like desire, Nevan. It's really, it's just today... The lyric I had that I wanted to share with you guys because of how crap I've been feeling and how horrible everything is another reggae song.
Because last week you did quote Bob Marley verbatim. Just dropped it in there when we least expected it. Something. Okay, so what's this lyric for?
Which I've been feeling like this for a couple of days, but this is one of my favorite songs. It's by Buju Banton. The song is called Destiny. Yeah, people I never heard of. Don't sleep on that.
I was just about to say. Who?
It's an old album. Buju Banton. Reggae, baby, reggae.
I don't even know who that is, but I want to say the name at least three times today. Buju Banton.
Buju Banton.
Oh, Buju Banton.
Like a banton to hit you with, man.
And then he's bougie.
Not bougie, Buju.
Okay, never mind. Go on with your lyric before I ruin this whole moment.
So, and the song's called Destiny, and this is from the chorus. I think it's from the chorus. Mm-hmm. It's destruction of the poor is his poverty. But the destruction of soul, of your soul is vanity. And so the thing that I thought about all night when I wasn't sleeping, stressing about my computer, what could I have done better? What could I have done differently? Oh, what, geez. You know, what went wrong? You know what I thought? Oh. I thought it's just a bloody computer. It's just a bloody computer.
That's
it's gone.
Big of you in the moment.
It's gone, dude. I ain't getting it back. So I'm not going to be vain about the stuff that's on my computer.
Yeah.
I've turned off all my notifications. I've turned off all my banking remotely, turned off my email, turned off all that shit. Dude, on that computer is probably the past 4 years of work that I've done.
Okay.
But you know what?
You are letting
I'm not going to be vain about it because it's going to destroy my soul. It's gone.
Okay, but do you at least back your laptop up? Can I worry? Can I worry for a second? Okay,
no, no. So I actually had a real, for the first time in my life, a panic attack last night.
Understandably,
because I do back up quite religiously. I'm a little like OCD like that, but I haven't backed up in the past maybe 3 months, and I have a new client that I'm working with. All the work I've done, and I only started working with that client at the end of November. So all that work is gone, except for what's in my head. I have been working on a project for a couple of months since about also early November.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of work on that, and I've gone to see lots of people and presented, and I've got and my presentation deck.
I did have a small panic attack. Yeah, I don't want to wallow and take you back.
But that's why these lyrics came to mind, because it's vain of me to think that why would I be in a bubble? This stuff happens to people all the time. But more importantly, worse things have happened to people, like proper destruction, you know?
Yeah.
From poverty, from pain, from all of those things.
Yeah.
So, dude, I'm going to be vain about my pain.
I mean it quite genuinely when I say it's quite big of you in that moment. It's like only a couple of hours afterwards and you're already like, okay, quoting this and really I'm going to let it go. Because a lot of us have this panic mechanic feeling in South Africa particularly, and just one thing goes wrong, we already like, okay, this is it, we're doomed, it's the end of days. Because I'll tell you something, like, it's very bizarre of me, but most recently I've started having this odd fascination with surveillance footage in South Africa. You hear of a new crime, I want to Google where it happened, I want to find CCTV footage, I want to see how it happened. So,
I will send you the footage when I go back to the garage, because I'm going to go back. I went back last night, but the manager was gone. Because also on my computer is a whole lot of stuff around my company.
Mm.
And personal information and all of that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
you want to protect yourself.
Yeah, so I need it so that I can open a case and all of that nonsense. But I'm telling you, the vanity of thinking that why should this happen to me is the thing that's going to destroy your soul.
Okay, but in that whole... I feel like on a Thursday, I'm ready to also talk to Deepak Chopra. So... All right, Deepak Chopra, come with it. Okay. You have to also be slightly... It's only normal to feel something. Only normal to feel annoyed and angry and frustrated.
Dude, I was properly pissed off. Yesterday, I was properly pissed off. And the worst thing about it is I actually saw the guys. I saw them run off, as it were. You know, so I could identify them.
So I'm... piecing together, this happened at a garage and you had stopped there
to get bread.
So, and you think that wretched bread or those carbs in any case aren't going to do me well.
It wasn't even for me.
You know what I mean?
For me.
You know? So you park, you go in, and then in a matter of probably 2 minutes that you were in the store,
probably
they
five.
Got into your car and they ran off. So you walked back out and
they
saw
these
people.
They got into another car. And I actually, when I thought, oh, these guys have just done something to my car. Let me check. And I looked and I saw there was the window was a little bit open, but I don't think they got through the window. Cause the alarm would have gone off, right?
Yeah.
I actually had a moment of thinking, if I get in my car quickly, I could chase them down.
And
then we'd be
like
in.
I
do think like that.
Yes. In panic mode.
Not panic mode.
It's
you know what's happened to me? Siya, I was got, my window got smashed. I was talking on the phone and my window got smashed. Mm-hmm. And this guy put in his hand to grab my phone. And what I did was I grabbed his hand and started ramming it on the broken window.
Oh, that is some Angelina Jolie in some action movie.
But that is rubbish. But that's such rubbish, right? Why do that? Why put yourself in danger like
Isn't
that?
Isn't it like fight or flight mode? Or like reaction...
Look,
it's like instinct.
It's mad.
At least it's still a badass instinct.
It's still mad instinct. And then in that moment, I thought, should I throw my phone on the floor, on the other side of the car? Because the light will turn and then I'll be able to drive off. But literally, I'm smacking this guy's hand on the. And then I just thought, this is rubbish. And I threw the phone out of the window and he ran after the phone. But when I got to my destination, I was all bloody from this guy's hand on my window. Why?
Okay.
Why?
In moments like that, I think you can't ask for reason or try to make sense of it. Because I remember I've only been in two accidents, knock on wood. And the second accident I was in was because of a taxi driver who drove into me. And we were at a robot. And the dude then went, oh, just realized what I did, started reversing slightly, went onto the pavement and drove around me to drive off. Mind you, this was 2015. It's just me and my 1.1 engine car.
Skinny Sia.
Ah, yes. That 1.1 engine, did I not put pedal to the metal? I was like chasing after him. And it was only, I had one of those moments as well where I was like, he might be a genuine guy, but after doing something like this, he doesn't seem like a cool guy. And I thought, I'm chasing after a taxi driver. He could have a gun in the car. He could have some shamrock in the car. He knows people on the route. What if he can easily call someone and be like, yo, there's this idiot following me. Stop, you know? And you think, at what cost? So all I had to do was just leave. I opened a case with the police because I... remember his number plate. That's the most that I could do, but I contacted my insurance. My insurance company was very understanding. But
if we're lucky enough to have insurance, Bonane, and that's the thing that I've spent kind of the night, and when I was driving here, when I drive here in the mornings, I have my music on full blast, and I have whatever.
What were we listening to this morning? Some reggae. Okay.
Buju Banton.
I would have done some DMX. Move B, get out the way. Because I'm still just slightly annoyed.
It's got the same. It's the same feeling.
Too calm for my liking. I don't know about you.
It's the same feeling. It revs you up. Mm-hmm. Revs you up. But you've then got to decide. Are you going to rev yourself up negatively?
Mm.
Or are you going to rev yourself up positively? So, you know, this morning when I was talking to Kanego leaving, and he said to me, because I was with him, I was with Kanego when all this happened. And this morning was like, oh, you know, that garage now. And I was like, nah, we're not going to let one incident determine how we spend the rest of our lives. We're not going to navigate our lives around this one terrible thing.
Mm.
But also, and I think this is one of the things that genuinely as South Africans, we kind of, you know, we love to have the bad news. It's the one thing we've got, Schadenfreude.
Yes.
We love it. We love the complaining.
It is the toxic relationship. Yeah. As much as we say we don't want it and we
haven't.
There's something about it.
We talk about it.
It's the seer sitting in front of a screen watching CCTV footage. That's what it is.
And I refuse to participate.
Okay.
And so the thing I then said to him, we've been trying to come up with a word for the year.
Mm-hmm.
For the family, one of the words that we're going to live by, that we're going to, it's a long story, right? And we had, yesterday we talked about fearless, or the day before we talked about fearless and abundance.
Mm.
This is our two words. And he was like, I'm not sure about abundance. And so I said to him, this morning I said to him, maybe our word should be fearless. And I thought, actually, no, I still believe our word should be abundance, because guess what I'm going to do today? Get a new fucking computer.
Yeah.
I can do that. Call your insurance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that is abundance. That is abundance in my view.
Yeah.
Time okay. for Sit by Sia.
Yeah, I was about to say that's the Sit by Sia of the day, because that is big. That is big.
It's time for Sit by Sia.
I get it. I get it. And what can I tell you at this point when you talk about abundance and Buju Banton and whatnot?
We're gonna call up a Buju Banton song.
I've actually already started. I'm like, okay, Buju Banton, untold stories. Okay, he has a whole vibe. But let's get on with the day and the rest of the show as well. It is a Thursday, so Gareth is on his way. We also have Kanthan Pele, who's joining us for the Burning Platform. And we also have all the usuals. But first and foremost, let's start off with looking at the five biggest stories for this morning and the five things that you need to know. First story that you need to know this morning, shucks, we just have been monitoring this story in particular this whole entire week. It just seems like everything escalates and we just have to see how it goes. But news from Zimbabwe. As of a few hours ago, we now know that internet services have been restored in Zimbabwe. It is more than 24 hours after they were cut to prevent activists mobilizing support for a strike. Now, the strike held firm for a third day on Wednesday to protect against a recent hike in the price of fuel. Now, although internet services are back up and running, access to social networking services like Twitter and Facebook remain blocked, and those sites have been used to mobilize support for the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions led strike that crippled Zimbabwe over the past 3 days. You know, since there was, when did we first hear of the shutdown? I think it was on Tuesday.
Mm.
We had Gilmore T. We were talking to him on the line. And so I started chatting to Gilmore on Monday afternoon to say, hey, Gilmore, look, we hear what's going on. Can we get you on the line tomorrow? And he really put everything in context to me and made it all the more real. He says, see, I'd love to. I'm definitely keen, but I don't know what's going to happen today. And I think I can't imagine how that feels, to not know in an hour's time what the situation will be, in 3 hours' time how dire everything will be, in 5 hours' time will things be back to normal. And I just shudder to think of the paranoia, the hysteria, the chaos that's happening. to live really hour by hour, day by day, to go, okay, where to from here?
Hey, you know, the thing for me, as we watch all of this unfold in Zimbabwe, is what lessons are there for us as South Africans?
Mm-hmm.
I would not even presume to say the South African government, but what lessons are there for us ordinary South Africans watching what's happening so close to home?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe is 5 hours away from us. 5 hours away from
us. We really can't have an us and them mentality in this case.
And so given what is happening there, what we have watched unfold for the better part of what I think is my conscious life. Mm-hmm. So as my adult life, you know, when you're a child, you kind of don't know what's happening, but my conscious life for the better part of the past 20 years, we have watched this become what it is. What are we learning? Or are we deciding to be hard-headed and wait until we learn from our own experience?
That
shit ain't necessary.
It's not necessary, but a lot of us live that way.
I agree, but we shouldn't.
You know, I see it in various forms, and I don't mean to drag an analogy, but the likes of a Me Too movement or what's happening with the R. Kelly saga, because it's not happened to me or to us as a community or us as a country, then we aren't really going to pay that much attention. Similarly with crime. That's why, oh, okay.
But how many of us?
Car breaking into, but I'm going to carry on merrily.
Up until when it
happens, to me, then I will want to, you know, start a campaign, SMS CROM to 34734.
Hashtag. You know. Stop it now.
Yes.
But I think we shouldn't be. As much as we don't want to, we want to bury our heads in the sand.
Mm.
This is that thing that we should be thinking. I mean, how many of us are in Ubers talking to the Uber driver and he's from Bulawayo or he's from Harare?
Mm.
And we're like, so how long have you been here? What's going on? Oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And really be thinking about what is it that I, as an ordinary South African,
mm-hmm.
am doing to prevent that from becoming the reality of my South Africa? What is it? And for me, I think about, we have amazing, amazing brothers and sisters from Zimbabwe with amazing skill, with amazing knowledge and intellect and skill and experience and all of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know.
True.
They have left their home. They have left their homes and left it to be misgoverned.
Mm. What can we
It's learn? A voting yeah. year. It's a voting year, so you have a chance.
Yeah.
And voting's not the only thing you can do. I think, you know, we have to participate. We have to participate in our own emancipation. We have to participate in our own governing. We have to participate as much as we can. We Ooh. Can't allow it.
Hey, viva to you. Yay! And I know last week, Catherine was saying you should start your own party, but I'm just saying if you did start your own party, I'd vote.
Moving on to Bona, the second. I could fall into a trap. I could fall into the Jimmy Manya trap. Sorry. Yes.
Then we're,
Twitter following does not translate into votes.
I was going to say, let's save this for after 7, but Jimmy Manya says that he has enough people following the ATM as the NC does. He has like 1 million+, he says.
Twitter followers do not necessarily translate into
He clearly
votes.
Needs to learn that. Second story that you need to know this morning. There's something, very intense happening at Wits, which led to the Hawks being involved. So the Hawks have arrested a Wits admin officer and a student on charges of corruption. You've actually had to like sit up in your chair for this one. And I like how the pair work together. It's a student and someone in the office. The pair is accused of registering students online who fail to meet the institution's admission requirements in exchange for cash. Hawks spokesperson Hangwani Mulwazi says Mulwazi.
Okay.
No, that just rolled off my tongue in another way. What is it? Mulwazi. M-U-L-A-U-D-Z-I. Mulwazi. Nda, Mulwazi, Mulwa. Anyway, the Hawks spokesperson says the suspects were handcuffed on campus following months of investigations. He says, we worked with crime intelligence in terms of collecting information, which led to the arrest of the two, and they are currently in custody, and we will be taking them to the specialized commercial crime court on Friday, so that's tomorrow, and they'll be facing charges of corruption and fraud. Now, I instantly think of the people who thought they were registered. Or were they in on the entire scheme?
How are you in on the scheme? You don't know these people. You're just trying to get into the university. Unless they're saying to you, you know you don't qualify, Mara, we can get you in.
Yeah, but if it's that sort of thing.
Can help you out, my brother.
Because already they're emphasizing the fact that these were students who failed to meet the institution's admission. So if they're like, okay, opportunity, let's go. But if they didn't know and they genuinely thought it was part of the process and they gave their money willingly and they thought they were registered, I really feel bad for them. That's quite unfortunate.
Yeah, so again, making my point, it's ordinary South Africans, all of us, in relationships with each other and what we do with each other that brings us all to our knees. Because any corrupt relationship has two people, like all relationships, at least two people, a corruptor and a corruptee.
Word. You are dropping these bombshells the entire morning. I'm just saying. Yesterday, did you see our transport minister? With all of those stats and numbers and alles galore. Well, if you missed it, it is our third story for this morning. Transport officials will be meeting with the Road Traffic Management Corporation to discuss urgent interventions to reduce the high fatality rate on the country's roads. So yesterday, our transport minister, Blayton Zimande, announced that 1,612 people died during the festive season, which is sadly an increase from 1,527 during the same period a year ago. The department says that it will be carrying out sting operations at fraudulent testing stations to reduce corruption. Oh my, oh my. And to ensure only roadworthy vehicles are on the road. Zimande further went on to say several other measures will be implemented, like... We'd like to know that. But he says the first intervention is the implementation of the AARTO, Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act, and the demerit point system. He says we are going to be reclassifying serious offences to Schedule 5, and this includes a mandatory minimum sentence for drunk driving and inconsiderate and negligent driving.
It's an election year. I love it.
Yeah, but it's,
we're going to see lots of this type of announcements.
Yes. And yeah, from the politician side, yes. But also we as a South African culture somehow need to be better and be more responsible when it comes to driving. And now it's not just driving while under the influence of alcohol. It's not just driving on your cell phone. It's also overloading cars, and it's also packing your car to the brim where you can't read, where it obstructs mirrors. It's being committed to driving 6 hours straight to Durban without pausing for a break. It's driving through the night when you could be tired. I don't know why this is, but we need to change that culture.
Individual responsibility.
Yeah.
If each one of us did the right thing, it wouldn't become a South African culture.
Yeah.
The rules of the road are consistent. Every single one of us who gets a license...
In air quotes.
In air quotes.
In that fraudulent testing
gets a license, right?
Yeah.
Has read the rules of the road. Adhere to the rules of the road.
Mm.
And if each and every one of us adhere to the rules of the road, you know, you've done one thing in the day. If each one of us did not drink and drive,
yes,
if each one of us did not overload, if each one of us buckled up, individual responsibility.
So I am an equal lover and an equal hater, and I'll point people out if they're not doing the job or doing things horribly. But at this point, I think for politicians, they can say and do to a certain extent, but we also need to be responsible.
They can say, they don't do a lot.
Oh, they say all right. They say all right. All right. Fourth story that you need to know this morning. Chris Hani killer Janusz Waluś to undergo further psychotherapy. Did you hear about this? I don't know. Let's see. There are contradicting psychological reports and questions around remorse that have cost Chris Hani's murderer another shot at parole. So Justice Minister Michael Masuta announced in Pretoria yesterday that Valush will not be granted early release. The High Court had ordered the minister to consider the application after he had previously rejected it. Masuta says that one psychologist's report found that while Valush was remorseful for the impact his crime had on Hani's family, he was not remorseful for murdering a communist. Yeah. Masuta says, however, he showed no remorse for murdering Chris Hani, the communist leader. He still rationalizes his actions and insists that they were politically motivated. His ideas about communism still stand.
Unrepented killer. But then, you know, it's a failure of our system.
Okay.
So prisons don't work. That's what we're learning from this experience.
Well, as prisons don't work as a place of rehab.
Yeah, he's not been rehabilitated in any way. Prisons don't work.
Okay.
Am I an anarchist?
And fifth story that you need to know this morning on a lighter note, and excuse the pun when I say note, Johan Stemmert, folks.
No.
South African legend upon legend, the charismatic host of the musical game show Noot for Noot has called it quits after 29 years. According to reports, Stemmert will make his final appearance as host of the show tonight.
Ah.
At 7 o'clock on SABC2. I don't think I've watched the show ever.
ever?
No.
There
were the times before, you know, now we talk Netflix. Even before that, before we even had DSTV and we were stuck on SABC 1, 2, 3 and E, I would watch, you know, that's how I learned my Der de Tal Afrikaans, because I would just pick on what was happening with Matrona and Bola on Seven Delan. Then I'd watch Patricia Lewis on Superstara. Then I'd try to understand what was happening on Noord for Noord. So actually, I think, yeah, we need to just, it's quite symbolic. So tonight, 7 o'clock on SABC 2, it's Johan Stemmert's final appearance on Noord for Noord. He's been entertaining South African viewers.
Years, hey?
Yeah.
A certain demographic of South African viewers.
He's been entertaining the viewers who watch the show for more than 43 seasons and more than 700 episodes. Johan Stemmert is 66 years old. He's a TV presenter, of course, and he promised to end his run on the show on a high note. He says, after 28 years of doing the show, I feel like this will be one of the most exciting finales ever. This is what he wrote on his Facebook page a while ago. You know, Johan is known for his colorful shirts and colorful waistcoats that he donned on air, and he was actually awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2018 SAFTAs. So although the musical maestro is stepping down as the host of the show itself will continue on air. Yes.
I wonder who they're going to find as the new Johan Stemmert.
Interestingly enough, the show hasn't announced who its new presenter will be, but they are saying for now that a whole complete makeover will be happening for the show. So yeah, the first episode of Noord for Noord aired on the 27th of July 1991, making it the longest running game show in South African history.
Bona, those Johan Stemmert and Riaan Kruiwagen.
Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah. I actually saw
the
10-year challenge, and they showed Johan Stemmert Riaan. They said Riaan is the winner because his 50-year challenge is him still looking the same. So I thought that was quite funny and apt. So yeah, okay. 7 o'clock tonight. I'll make sure I'm at home, or at least if I'm not at home, I'll record it just to make sure not to miss that. So those are the five things that you need to know this morning. Just to go to messages very quickly. If you do want to text us, you can text us on 079-748-2090 on Telegram, whilst you can tweet us on @CliffCentral.com, or you can Skype us as well, Cliff Central Studio. Someone gladly sent us images of their marijuana plants.
Oh yeah.
Who are,
oh wow, those are brand new.
Yes. Whoever you are, please give us your name. They're saying my babies are growing nicely.
Yo, those are sure. There's a documentary on Netflix, whoever you are, about oh my goodness, unbelievable documentary about the marijuana trade and the legalization of marijuana and how
I will find the name for you. Okay, yeah,
it's a Netflix public
service announcement, clearly, because whoever's sending us is just very proud of their plants.
I have so many questions about this, like, legalization of marijuana. I have so many questions. We need to get Sia, as the producer of this show.
Yes.
We need to get somebody in here. When you do, please, can you make it a Thursday? I just want to be sitting here, like, looking, eyeballing them, asking the questions.
We've had, like, the Dacher couple on.
No.
We've had, like, certain journalists who've monitored the story very closely.
I've heard the Dacher couple. The Dacher couple. I don't think it's right that we call them the Dacher couple.
Oh, they call themselves the Dacher couple. And they also wanted to start the Dacher party, if they haven't
there
already.
There was a Dacher party.
You see? There was a Dacher party
that contested in the 1994 elections, my baby.
Okay. You live and you learn. Someone said, good morning. Thought I could listen to any music genre with no problem until you played Josh Groban.
Is that who sings that song?
They say, now that's one sad individual.
I would like to let the record state that that was Sia's choice. I had nothing to do with that. If you're going to attribute any of these, like, crazy songs that were played here today, I am about the Janelle Monáe.
We like to balance people
That guy, that song, song and that guy.
Sometimes we start off the show with some hard rock. Then other times you need a serene Josh Groban song to get you started. But clearly this is not working. Note to self, we will not be scheduling that anytime soon. And then someone else writes, Sia, did you watch Back with the Ex on Netflix? Exes get back together after 28 years of being apart and see if they can make it work.
Reality TV, guys.
So to answer that question, no, I haven't watched it, but I do know of a similar series. This is quite extreme if after 28 years and their clear focus is to see if they can get back together. There's one, reality TV series, I think it plays on TLC, and the name has just slipped my mind, but the premise of it is you get locked in a house with your ex for one night.
One complete night,
it's just the two of you, there's no entertainment, so it's not like you can watch TV. You don't have your phone on you.
To what end?
You, like, hash it out. And the beauty of that show is, for some people, they rekindle their romances. Some people just get it in for one last time. Some people are at each other's throats the entire evening, and they realize exactly why they aren't together anymore. So, I don't know, you would have...
All I have to say. How do you translate that, Sia? Learn it, Sia. Translate.
Yes, there'll be a corpse that shall exit the house the next day.
That's the end they're looking for. That's the most dramatic end.
Yeah, I don't know how much you'd have to pay me to be in a house overnight with an ex. Unless it's an ex that I like. But all of these other people, they can just, yeah, they've evacuated my life and I'm glad for it. But yeah, let's focus on some good news, some happy news, even though Sispumi started us off on this note.
How do I go to find, on the Netflix thing, how do I go to find things I've watched before?
I know it on the TV, not on the phone app.
Oh, okay.
We'll figure it out during the break.
All right.
It's asking for too much right now from my point of view this morning. You've already started us off on a good note with some happy news, but here's something else. I actually love this story. It's a grandmother who has spent an entire year cleaning plastic off 52 different beaches in her spare time. Wow. This is so sweet. She's from England. She's an old lady and she spent the entire year cleaning different beaches. And after she made 2018, her year to clean as many beaches as she can. So that was her New Year's resolution. She's 70 years old. Her name is Pat Smith, and she spent 2018 on the like of Devon and Cornwall's most iconic beaches, each week armed with bin bags, rubber gloves, and a litter picker, and was just herself. She traveled without fail from one end of the southwest to the other, collecting litter in these beauty spots. And she even spent her Christmas day in 2018 picking up plastic bottles and fishing gear on one of the beaches. She's married. She's a mother of two. And she actually has no intention of stopping her campaign anytime soon just because 2018 is over.
Why don't they tell us how many grandkids she has? Like, this, the whole thing starts with a grandmother.
Okay, that's your journalism, advertising, copywriting side coming out. You're trying to connect the two. She says that doing 52 beach cleans in 2018 was my New Year's resolution and it's finally done, but I won't stop as our beaches need me. I'm driven to try and protect our living planet for my children and grandchildren, and I'll continue to do everything in my power to achieve that. So I think it's quite sweet. I really do think it's quite sweet of her. You know, she
says, and the turtles thank her.
Yeah, and all of those videos people show of the turtles like suffocating on a piece of plastic. I know, I cringe as well just thinking about it.
I saw a tweet the other day saying that the one thing we can say is that you can't blame, if you see a turtle choking on a plastic bag, you can't blame the black people because have you seen our under our sink drawers?
Oh.
And that laugh right there, Sia.
That brings
you know
back
exactly
all
what
of
I'm
it.
Talking about.
Yeah, we save, we reduce, we recycle. Not even for recycling purposes. We just always need it there.
I know people who fold that plastic bag into little tiny triangles. They have like tons. And they never take it back to the store. They never plastic bags. My mom has a whole drawer full of them.
Yeah, you can never just throw it out. And then also you'll never know when it's a rainy day and you've just done your hair dead and you need to cover your hair in the process. But okay. That's your set by Sia for this morning. At least we started and we ended the first hour on a good note. Coming straight after this, we have The Burning Platform with Canthan Pele and also Mrs. Pumi still here, Gareth's on his way, and myself, Sia Sangweni. So,
why am I the only one that gets assist? Why don't you put Gareth or put Canthan?
Mrs. Pumi, you know, like you.
Captain,
what was that?
I said technically a Malume, not Bud.
Something. Yeah. I mean,
oh, is this how it's going to change now? Malum Kenton Spumi. Gareth doesn't know this, and actually Spungile isn't here yet, so she can't vouch for me on this just yet. We call him Baba. Behind his back. Oh, damn it, and he's listening, so now he'll know. Just behind the scenes you go, ah. Where's Baba? Is Baba here? Oh, okay. Ah, Baba's coming. Yeah, it's kind of a thing. So,
see, there can only be one Baba.
Oh, and Baba's
busy on me on this one.
Yeah, Baba's busy on Twitter. Baba's
there can only be one.
Tweeting videos at us, letting us know what's happening in the Gantlan compound, all of that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But why were you guys talking such rubbish a short while ago?
What rubbish?
About this thing about we must be responsible drivers and what?
Yay!
Is that rubbish?
I'll tell you why it's rubbish.
Why?
The biggest number of people killed on the road are drunk pedestrians.
That is true. So how does,
you know, picking on drivers and giving them further testing solve the problem of drunk pedestrians?
I said, Canthan, I said, individual responsibility. Mm-hmm. So if people, individual responsibility, if you're drinking, don't be walking.
Do you know what I love? It's not even the burning platform and this has already started.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about this.
This is for me, as we wrap up the hour, by the way. Oh, poor me without this, but it's fine.
You can use it.
You're rebranding in 2019. We'll see.
I just wanted to understand.
Maybe
please,
you're the only
Africa,
one he respects.
Africa? Do you want the song?
Yes.
I have a song for you.
Is that the name of...
African Pride.
African Pride. That's it. So we'll wrap up the hour with that. And yes, Gareth has acknowledged that we now call him Baba. Never mind. It's not fun anymore that he knows.
There can only be one, so you have to rebrand him. You must find.
Yeah, okay, we'll find something else. Yeah, put Gareth. Yeah,
Booty something. Gives, yeah.
All of this and so much more coming straight up. This is the Gareth Cliff Show.
This is CliffCentral.com.